Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Drive at 5, Football Friday from Mitchell's Tavern in Tonawanda. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, week 14. Cincinnati at Buffalo, not surprising, really, to think from back before the season that this game would have been interesting and, you know, challenging, I guess. But that 4-8 on Cincinnati, knowing that Burrow missed, I mean, he hasn't lost a start right this year. So many of those games, defense a big part of that, might sort of ease the pressure a little bit. Not for you.
No, I think this team is going to do business against the Bills through the air. As excellent as the Bills' pass defense has been, I don't think they've had a test as big as this one. So doesn't mean the Bills have to lose the game, but I'm just expecting Cincinnati to do business through the air. I just think Burrow, he's not my favorite. I mean, I'd like a guy that can move just a little better. It's not like he's a statue. He's not Drew Bledsoe. But I like the athleticism of our guy more and like Lamar Jackson more. But he is just precise, and I think he's going to get his. So, to me, this game might come down to can the Bills keep up, you know, and maybe if they just keep the ball for 38 minutes or something, you know, it gets that'll be in their favor.
You would take 38 minutes.
Absolutely.
You would take
here today,
37.
I would take 35.
35.
That's as low as I'm going, though.
34.
Too close to half. I really respect Burrow and those receivers.
Sal Capaccio with us now on the West Hur Hotline, Bills and Bengals Sunday. How about you, Sal? So it's 4-8. It might look on paper like this is a game that the Bills shouldn't have too much trouble with, 5.5-point favorite, but is it not quite that simple for you?
No, it's definitely not. In fact, I think the Bengals are 8-0 in Burrow's last 8 starts overall, to be honest with you. So, I mean, he matters. Big difference. Yep. Their record is not a reflection of who they are, I think. Now, that's offensively. I just don't think their defense is very good. They've been bad since the beginning of the season. We were told they were really bad in the preseason, and it got really bad right after that. Like, I remember being with Matt Verderam out at the Bears-Bills scrimmage, and he was like, yeah, I went to Cincinnati, and like that defense is so bad. And then like it started to show up. And they have played a little better lately, there's no doubt. But I think that's where the Bills can do damage this week. I mean, so it could be a high-scoring game, but with the way that both teams actually run the ball, guys, both teams are very good at running the football. We know the Bills have the best rushing attack in the league, but the Bengals have a very good rushing attack as well. The difference is the Bills will lean into that running game. They will have no problem with like a 60-40 run-pass split even more. The Bengals have wanted no part of that when they have Joe Burrow. They just want to throw the ball, basically, and then they'll run it once in a while, and they'll be efficient.
So the latest on Darius Slay, which we don't need to spend a lot of time on necessarily, he never did show up. He's been put on a different designation, so he doesn't count against the 53-man roster. There's a report that the Bills have replaced him with safety Darnell Savage, who was with Washington prior to that, Jacksonville, and had played 5 years for Green Bay. What do you know about him? And this is it's over now with Slay, of course.
Yeah, so haven't dug into Savage yet, but he's a player that's played in the league a while. And coming from You know, Washington. Did he? I think was he there when before Dan Quinn? I got to remember where he, when he was there because because I would say what's the crossover in the system. You know what's funny though? It's like I thought yesterday when a few days ago when they claimed Slay. You know, I said to you guys, I was surprised. I wouldn't have been a surprise if it was a safety, right? And just felt like, okay, like safety, maybe you could add a guy here, but where do you really fit a corner? And then with Jamarcus and how all that went down, it just never felt like it was kind of the right fit. You didn't know why, but this feels more like the fit. But unfortunately, it's the circumstance of doing it after Slay. Now, as you guys know, Bulldog, you brought it up yesterday. This is the outcome that I predicted, that the Bills would put him on what's called the reserve did not report list. When this all started and everything happened and they said he's not going to report, I said, and I went through it today and I broke it down on my show today on the Extra Point show, and I said the most likely outcome here is the Bills are going to put him on a reserve did not report list. What that does is it basically allows the Bills to retain his rights in case he does report. They could, in the meantime, release him at some point, whatever, but he can't just go sign with anybody else. And then he also doesn't count against the 53. It's no different than reserve IR, reserve physically unable to perform, reserve retired. It's called reserve because he's in reserve. He's not on the active roster, and the Bills now retain his rights.
I know we talked about this yesterday, and I did not hear your whole breakdown. I know I saw people complimenting you on it, so I'm sure it was thorough. The one thing that I think I was kind of hung up on yesterday, so I know you could not have talked to Darius Slay while he was on the Steelers, but did you find out at all if there, once a guy is on waivers, if that is still considered tampering, or can you reach out and find out, like, hey, we're going to claim you, will you come if we do, or does that still just have to be blind?
According to the CBA, it specifically says teams cannot contact players or their representatives while the player is going through the waiver process.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't say if that's different beginning of the season for a four-year, less than four-year player, but it says waivers. So I'm assuming that's for everything, which makes sense for this reason. Makes sense for this reason, Bulldog, which is the player on waivers is still property of the team that put him on waivers. They still have to clear waivers. It's no different in hockey terms when you put a player on waivers. He has to clear waivers, and then he comes back to your team, and you send him to Rochester, right? And in football, basically, he has to clear waivers. Once he does, he reverts back to your team, and then you can do whatever you want with him, and you can release him. So really, while he's on waivers, he's still property of the other team, which is why you can't contact him or have that.
Well, that makes sense. Thank you for finding that out, because I think that is the only, to me, sort of smoking gun there could have been. Like, if you could have found out, then you should have, and not waived Jamarcus Ingram. But if you're just trying to make your team better, even marginally, then I don't have, you know, it still looks bad, but I don't have anyone to really blame. Other than Slay not wanting to come, and I'm not mad at him. He's 34 years old, and he wants to stay home. Okay. All right, I'm glad that we sort of can close the book on that.
Yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, the Bills did what was in their best interest here as far as options and what they could do. And now we'll see if he, you know, I mean, there could be a point in time where the Bills decide, okay, well, this enough is enough. We'll just release this guy and he can go do what he wants. And they could just kind of, honestly, kind of keep his rights in perpetuity, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, all right, well, if you ever decide to play football again, we have your rights. I think at one point they did, you know, do this with Anquan Boldin and put him on the reserve retired list or whatever. And then Anquan wanted to, you know, I mean, if he ever wanted to come back, it didn't matter. The Bills did eventually basically, you know, say, okay, well, we're just going to have you, you know, release you, and then you can do what you want. So I think that was the most likely outcome here, and that's what we got today.
So back to the matchup. The Bills on offense here against Cincinnati. Cincinnati looks like, on by the numbers, like a team you could kind of do what you want. So I assume what the Bills want is what we saw last week and have seen other times this year, heavy and a lot of James Cook, try to reduce turnover risk and so on. Any reason to think that won't be prominent here Sunday?
No, I think that's exactly what the Bills are going to want to do. I think they're going to want to run James Cook. I think they're going to want to keep the ball in their hands. I think they're going to want to keep it out of Joe Burrow's hands. They're going to want to make sure that they kind of, you know, go to their strength. And with their strength is going to also, in the meantime, mitigate the, you know, Bengals' strength. So I wouldn't be surprised today. And by the way, Chase Brown's a good running back. I just, you know, was talking about how they've done a really nice job there of you know, what they're doing in the run game. I know the over-under is pretty high. This might be a game that gets a little shortened because of the running of each team. But at the same time, you might see running, you might see some chunk plays in the run game, which sets you up for some scores. So it might be a higher scoring game, but it might not be the way that we see the higher scoring game normally. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, there are a couple things there. I mean, I already mentioned that, you know, I think before you came on, the Bills' pass defense is very highly rated. They've earned that. But I think this is a different level of test. The Bills' run defense has been pretty bad, putrid even, largely this year. They're at the bottom of the rankings. But I feel like that's gotten better the more Shaq Thompson has to play. It's like, I'm not assuming that the Bengals, because they've been running it well and the Bills have been poor looking at the season-long rankings, I'm not assuming that the Bills can't handle a running game. I think they've been different on that in that part of their defense for a couple of weeks now.
No, I agree with you, and it's something we talked about a while ago, guys, or a few times, I guess, recently, which is that the Shaq Thompson, insertion of Shaq Thompson into the lineup has been beneficial to the Bills compared to what they had in Terrell Bernard. And even I hate talking like that because I think it sounds like you're just like saying that Terrell Bernard is not a good football player. I don't think that's the case. I just think right now for what the Bills need, Shaq Thompson is a better fit because teams are running on the Bills and they're smaller athletic linebackers, and the Bills need someone who can go downhill and play more of an old school type of middle linebacker. And that's Shaq Thompson. And in Terrell Bernard is also dealing with the injury, and he has been dealing. He's out again this week, but that's not the ankle. But he's been dealing with the ankle injury. I think that's been a big issue for him this year, and it's caused him to not be able to fly around as best as he can. So angles are a little tougher. Getting the spots are a little bit tougher to get there as quick as he can. But I think overall, everything considered, the way offenses are attacking the Bills, it just feels like Shaq Thompson has been a better fit, and that has allowed the run defense, to your point, to just be better overall and not allow teams to just get off on it.
Yeah, you know, I know it ends up sounding like we're all down on Bernard. I think if they have their full complement of pieces up front, then Bernard might be more of a fit. Like that the build of their defense is predicated on having that Oliver up there and having the other pieces that they wanted to put in place there. And they've been so thin right from the start. I mean, week one, you know, everybody's there. And by week two, it becomes a revolving door. And then Bernard is dealing with the injuries. Like, I guess I'm saying a lot of words here. I'm not closing the book on Terrell Bernard still being an asset to this team as their middle linebacker moving forward. But for right now, I think the way they're constructed, I think they need the element that Thompson brings.
I agree with you. And I, of course, wouldn't do that either. I mean, Thompson is older. He's on a one-year deal. I mean, I can't imagine it'd be this huge market for him in the offseason. Maybe the Bills want to bring him back, and that would be a fine move. But they just paid Terrell Bernard. He's a younger player. I think that overall, they still love all the attributes that he brings. He is their team captain on defense. So I can't imagine them, you know, moving off of Terrell Bernard. What I could see, and this is a discussion for a few months from now, of course, right? But what I could see is, like, to me, the way offenses are playing these days, maybe Terrell Bernard fits more to be a Will linebacker. And then you draft or insert a more Shaq Thompson type of middle linebacker. You know, because
Milano's contract is up, right?
Yes, exactly. Milano's contract is up. And maybe if you don't re-sign him, and, you know, it doesn't look like that would be the case, but who knows, then that might be where they go with this. You remember, he was a Will linebacker originally. His rookie year, he started that Jets game. It didn't go well. They moved in the middle, and everybody's like, oh, my God, he's so small in the middle. And, yeah, he is a smaller middle linebacker. But I just think
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Maybe down the road, maybe that's something they have to visit.
What's the wide receiver, because we couldn't not ask you this on a Football Friday, pecking order right now, including Kincaid, I suppose, who is questionable for this game, doubtful again for Palmer. That goes back to Atlanta, right? He got hurt in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Joshua Palmer. Brandon Cooks got a little bit of time. Coleman returned. How do you see, I mean, Shakir, of course. I don't know. What's the ranking importance or by importance or, you know, target share in this game?
Well, I would say this, first of all, that if Dalton Kincaid plays, then he's healthy enough to play. I think they just need to feed him because the Bengals have been terrible against tight ends this year. So he's number one, and he's got to be able to play, though. Sean McDermott said today when I asked him specifically, is the knee injury new or something he's been dealing with? And he basically said, look, in the best way he could explain it, the way he's explained to him, that they were dealing with the knee last year and then early this year. The hamstring pops up, so they're dealing with that. So because of that, then the knee didn't get as much attention maybe, and it started to flare up again. So now they're dealing with both, right? He did practice today again. He's been limited all week. But that's number one. Number two, I want to see what Brandon Cooks has in this game. I mean, he played some last week. He caught that pass from Josh early on. From all indications, he's already, you know, kind of ingrained in everything they're doing, the playbook. He understands everything. So I wouldn't be surprised if he becomes big. And then, you know, usually when a team is struggling against tight ends, that means they're also maybe struggling in the slot, which that could be an area where you use Khalil Shakir a little bit more.
Yeah, I wonder about the middle of the field against this team. And maybe that's even James Cook out of the backfield, too, and Ty Johnson as well when we're talking about the passing game. Yeah, I mean, there's a scenario where the Bills sort of have, on offense, another Tampa game, you know, where it's just there's not a lot of pass rush coming, right? Cincinnati, no Hendrickson. I think Allen, if they want it, not them expecting them to lean into a throw-heavy game plan or anything, but I think they should have time to operate.
I agree. Now, the Bengals' offensive line has actually been better. I think that we have this perception of their offensive line that they're horrible. They can't protect Joe Burrow. You know, a lot of that has been on Burrow throughout the years, right? Burrow's kind of taken some sacks, and, you know, that's been kind of a knock against him a little bit. He's not the most mobile back there, and he's dealing with the toe. But their offensive line has been better. Their sacks for pass attempts are actually not that bad this year. They've had a little bit of, you know, in and out of the lineup type of thing, but I think they've done a better job to stabilize that. The Bills will not have Joey Bosa. We know that. He's ruled out of the game. Bosa and Bernard are the only two that are ruled out. You have Greg Rousseau and A.J. Epenesa, by the way. Obviously, A.J. Epenesa showed up yesterday with the foot injury, was in street clothes. That's good news. And just so everybody knows, it didn't seem like anything happened at practice. Sean McDermott specifically used the word off hours when we were talking about it. Okay. So I'm guessing something happened at home. I don't know. He slipped on the ice or, you know, stubbing his toe going down the stairs. I have no idea. But, you know, something happened
there.
But
he's fine.
But they're going to need those guys. They're going to need their complement because, you know, getting some pressure on Burrow and getting move off his spot, so to speak, is going to be important. I don't know who they're going to elevate tomorrow, but my suspicion would be Morgan Fox gets his first action. He's been with the Bills now for several weeks. They have to elevate somebody from the practice squad because they only have three healthy defensive ends right now going into this one, unless they count T.J. Sanders in that role. But I know they don't love using him out there all the time.
Less likely for me than it was a decade ago, but if I came down with a foot injury from home, I stepped on a Lego, probably. I stepped on a Lego and then on a stair, and something worse than just ow happened. I don't know if that could have been the case here with Epenesa. Sal, we'll let you go. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the game.
All right, guys. You got it. Thank you.
It's our Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
It could still happen.
The Lego
in
thing?
In my house. I mean, yeah. Just because we don't throw things out.
Yeah. I'm in the clear on that.
Margo finds it.
Right.
Doesn't eat it because it's a Lego. Just leaves it somewhere. Then you step on it. The Friday Drive at 5 is brought to you by Northtown Hyundai. Margo's my dog, not my wife or daughter. Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. And by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. And by Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Sideline with a sprain, strain, or break. Get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Picks next. Sound good?
I am ready.
I think I'm ready. I got to cut one.
Wow, good for you.
We only allowed five, but yeah. I've got six written out.
I'll show you. I know you'll trust me. Sam mentioned he likes Indiana. I had already written Indiana's my pick, too. I've been not surprising. I've been riding the Indiana train multiple times this week.
Ohio State. I wasn't taking Ohio State or Indiana, but I heard on BetSweats today Ohio State is the number one public pick, -4. Never take the number one public pick.
I'm going against the room.
So that's probably smart.
I feel good about that.
I mean, the Buckeyes, too, last week. Indiana's crushing everybody, but it's a huge win, like, visibility-wise, Ohio State.
Yep.
Be easy to – oh, only four? Indiana, right. Isn't that usually 50-7?
Right.
I wouldn't want to touch it. Back with picks. The Sabres are in Winnipeg. Pregame at 6. Football Friday from Mitchell's Tavern in Tonawanda today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.